This is Jack Humphrey, and we're on again with one of our favorites, Rusty Moore. His blog is fitnessblackbook.com. We'll be referencing that quite a bit during this interview. But the big thing to get out of the way is, Rusty, you have news for everyone.
Yeah, I actually put in my 2 weeks notice on Monday to my job, and it's a dream that I've had for quite a few years. I worked there for 6 years, and I was able to tell them that I no longer need that income or headache. So.
Is it sinking in now that you're cutting your own trail in life?
Yeah, it's nice to, it's a whole different deal to not have a boss, and there's different levels of bosses, but I basically had to ask permission for anything. Like, I earned, I've earned 4 weeks vacation. They won't let me take more than 7 days in a row, and I can't string together, a weekend before the vacation and a weekend after. All that's going to be done in 2 weeks. So I'm a whole different lifestyle.
First of all, congratulations. This is super, super cool news. I know you posted in the forum and you gave yourself a deadline of a little bit further out before you gave your 2 weeks. And then this thing kind of just caught us all by surprise when we heard about it, because we were like, hey, this is a little sooner than he wanted to do it. How come you did that?
Well, I'm in the fitness niche, so I wanted to capitalize on the springtime, the before summer volume that's going to hit hard. And I strung together like 4 or 5 days where I was making over $300 a day. So it's been kicking in. I might reach that six-figure income quicker than I thought. You know, I don't think it's always going to be above $300 a day, but I just want to build on the momentum. And then it's kind of painful for me to drive into work, to be honest with you.
Yeah. When you see the light at the end of the tunnel, it's very difficult to, I could imagine. You just want to quit now. And I've heard that from a lot of people who are in the great situation overall, but it can have its own difficulties of, I'm seeing more income come in and I'm thinking, I really, really hate my job. And it's very, every single day is like pulling teeth because I know I'm just about there. And it's really a hard thing for people to decide when do I cut this thing off? You know, I mean, I have enough money coming in now, but it's scary to me because I've never worked completely for myself before, or they have all kinds of different things. And I've heard this a lot, and they're like, so when do I quit? Because this job is dragging me down. I could be doing so much more with my blog. And sounds like you figured out enough was enough when the week started, I guess.
No, I was dwelling on it for days ahead of time, like 3 or 4 days, because I had a deadline of April 8th, but I just kept thinking, well, and then I took a piece of paper out and ran the numbers, and I've been saving, most of the commissions that I've made from my blog that you guys have taught us how to make money from it. So I haven't been spending that, and I've been kind of living kind of a little bit barer than I needed to for a while. So I have like 7 or 8 months worth of living expenses covered just from money saved. But it wasn't totally just an irrational, emotional type decision. It was definitely more logical than it was him saying something bad and me getting pissed.
Good, because I don't want a bunch of people as a result of this just flipping off their bosses and walking out too early. Because that can happen too. And there's no need for that stress. That's not the way you want to start this whole adventure, is being stressed out about money and it should be fun. It should be really fun. So
yeah, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but my whole game plan too is these next 2 weeks to actually work my job harder than I have ever worked and just leave on a really good note. I think there's just good karma, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's up to you. I usually like to, I remember leaving my jobs in a ball of fire. And you know how Luke Skywalker was flying out of the Death Star as it was blowing up? That's exactly how I left most of my jobs.
That's funny.
So, but that's it. You know, that's, it's all very, very cool. Let's get down to what led up to all of this and how it's been going for you. The last time we talked, we were pretty much in general terms about the things that you were doing to monetize your blog. And today we want to talk about the specifics of how you're doing it. And I think a lot of people are going to be surprised, because when they go to your blog, there's not a great big block of, flashy ads all over the place. And, there's just not that typical John Chow kind of feel to your blog. I mean, it's pretty understated, and it really, really focuses in your on your content. And I think a lot of people, when they land on that site, they're going to go, there's no way this guy's making enough money to quit his job. And it's a very well-hidden thing. And I think one of the guides that we just put out at the at Blog Success is focused on affiliate marketing being the number one easiest and fastest way to get money coming in on any kind of blog, especially newer, lower traffic blogs where you're not going to get advertisers. They're not going to be interested until you have a certain amount of traffic. So let's go through that and just you can pick out one of your money makers, whatever you want, but give us an idea of some of the links to look for on your site where you're making the money and, you know, how all this stuff is working for you.
Sure. Well, you know, the approach that I take is when I first popped into the fitness niche, basically every blog that I saw had a, banner ads and ebook covers of the same products over and over. So it made kind of a weird, it gave me a weird feeling, like a weird cookie cutter type, you know, they had weird cookie cutter type blogs, and it kind of seemed like that their blogs were built around these products, that they weren't their own, they couldn't stand on their own. Does that make sense?
Or that the content and everything about the blog is artificially put there to attract search engine traffic, to get people to click on those books?
Yeah, and it seemed like a lot of it was just a rewrite of an article that that somebody got in a you know, like the affiliate, basically like a ClickBank product in the affiliate marketing area. They have a lot of articles that you can reprint on your blog and things like that. Well, it seemed like a lot of the blogs were just glamorized and they're just sales machines. They weren't there to help people, right?
Right.
So I didn't want my blog to be like that at all. I wanted when someone searches for six-pack abs on the internet, they're not searching to be sold to. What I wanted to do was actually teach them how to get six-pack abs, but oh, by the way, you know, you probably want to eat right as well. So, you know, and just recommend, you know, just passively, you know, like a link to a product that I think is good, but not push it really hard, you know. Be real passive about it. Now, when you hit my site, you know, all my friends are like, well, how can you make money off your site? It's just a blog. And it's kind of funny. They have no idea. And most of my readers don't either. They're like, they're pumped. They're like, they're just so jazzed. They're like, we can't believe you're giving all this great information for free. You know, but if you go to my site, go to fitnessblackbook.com, you'll go to the, right underneath the header, there's two links. And one of them is the name of a product, and one of them is a description. And I'm not at my computer right now, but I believe one of them should say, Eat, Stop, Eat. And that's a diet program. It's a ClickBank product. I make between $20 and $52 in commissions off of that. And then the other product is, I didn't put the product name, I put a description of what it does, and it is lose more than 2 pounds of fat per week.
Yeah.
And the reason why I put that is that's kind of like the common thing people say is like you can lose the most amount of fat you can lose is 2 pounds a week. So I wanted to point out there's a way to do more than that, and that actually links to a different ClickBank product that pays me $67 a sale.
You know, I am on the site, and I thought you did have one ad on it, and it's actually an award you got. That's not even an ad for a product. So yeah, this is you've completely hidden all traces of that you want to make money off of this blog. And anybody looking at this, even pretty experienced people, would just laugh and go, "Oh, no way, this guy isn't." And this is what's so, you know, everybody else is training on how to get advertisers and how to, you know, how to sell affiliate products with great big advertising bars with 125 pixel things and banners and all that crap and just really junking up the blog. The most perfect example of, here's your antithesis, here's your anti strategy, about.com. Now they'll have some fitness stuff somewhere in there, but the content has now become so relegated to such a small percentage of the page that you load because they have so many ads that it's not an enjoyable place to visit for a lot of people. Not everybody, because they're of course about.com and they sold their soul to the devil and that's what they want to do. But who knows how much more successful About.com could be if they used a little bit more of your strategy and a little bit less of the overwhelming car salesman type stuff. So I keep beating this horse, but it really is awesome because this is, you're the first example we've had of somebody purely going in this route. A lot of people will be too scared to go in this direction, and they'll go halfway, and they'll have very nice looking blogs, but they will have some ads, and they've got different monetization schemes going to cover themselves in case they don't get your plan working for themselves. So that's really the idea of today. So you've got these two links, lose more than 2 pounds per week at the top of the blog, and eat, stop, eat. And so let's go through one of them. Let's go through lose more than 2 pounds. Let's see where this goes.
When you click it, it should be a cloaked affiliate link. It should be a fitnessblackbook.com recommends, right? Is that correct?
Yeah. Okay, so this isn't really your site anymore.
Yeah. No. Okay. So for people who don't understand what that is you can make a site, have your base domain, which mine's fitnessblackbook.com, and there's a way to do it that basically that's basically the ClickBank site, which is my affiliate product, and if someone buys from that, it goes, you know, they're in ClickBank, they're on that vendor site, but it looks like it's my link, so it doesn't look like a blatant affiliate link, and that's a good tip for people. Just type in cloaked affiliate link, and there's like covert links, there's a couple products that will come up, but that's a good strategy.
Okay, so we're on a page called Why Should I Go on a 12-Week Diet When I Can Lose All the Weight in Just 28 days. And this is now off your site completely. You've just done an affiliate link, and that's it.
That's all I've done, and I'm not pre-selling. I didn't do a pre-sale page or anything there for that one, because I like to do some direct linking like that. Mm-hmm. But then, as you know, I like to have pre-sale pages too. And so if you go to the bottom of my front page, if you go back to Fitness Black Book, at the bottom of the page, people will see this link. It should say low body fat percentage at the bottom. Is that correct?
Yes, I see that. Okay. Bottom right. So,
yeah. Now this is a whole different deal, and this is the route that I'm going to begin to go more towards. Is what I like to do is build these little 3-page mini courses, and what it is this course covers how somebody could lose body fat with a special type of cardio,
mm-hmm.
And it's just a 3-page little mini course. But within the mini course, I link to a couple. Affiliate products, but I do it in a really kind of gentle way, not a real sales pitch type way whatsoever.
So okay, yep. And when you click on that link, just to make a descriptor here for people who aren't on the web as well, I'm taken to a completely different looking page, a lot more white space and things like that. And it says at the top, low body fat percentage course. And what's interesting is And here's what really works, I think, in this process, is that it's still you, the guy who has earned the trust and respect of the people who have been visiting your blog through really great content, and they've read some articles of yours, and they love it, and they've probably commented, and now all of a sudden, yeah, I'm on a different kind of page. I don't appear to be on the blog, but this is still Rusty, so I'm still totally trusting this, and especially because he's not selling anything. So it looks like this is a free course. All I have to do is click here to continue reading. This is awesome.
And the reason why I did the click here to continue reading too, like that, is I didn't want to have a long looking one pager because I think people automatically get defensive and think that that's a a blatant pre-sell page.
Yeah, it's great, and breaking that up is a really good idea. Is it Affiliate Bully or someone else? I can't remember who it is, but that was one of the first guys I saw put together I don't know, it might have been 7 or 10 pages of a course and broke them all down like this, so that they're very, very short pages and everything. And it really worked. It worked on me, and I'm the most jaded person. You know, I don't like falling for marketing tactics at all because I want to be able to pick them out first and go, oh, okay, it's a marketing ploy. And I did, but you know, I still bought the product because it was so cool. I mean, the guy just had great ideas. So that was really, what I thought of when I landed on this. I was like, Rusty's doing that. That's really cool. So it's all still in your same voice and everything like that. You're still cool. And they can just read through this and find out what you've got to say about this. And again, people need to understand that your information on your blog, the posts that you've made, are dead on. They are common sense. They resonate, clearly resonate with a lot of people, because you get a lot of comments, you get a lot of traffic and a lot of comments, and you don't do that unless your content is resonating with people. And so here's more of your content, just delivered in a slightly different way. And your click, I don't know if you're tracking this, but your click here to continue reading probably has a pretty high conversion from the number of people that just land on this page.
Yeah, I only get a, I'm less than a 20% bounce rate, which is good. I mean, if people don't know what that is, that's when people hit your page, that's less than one-fifth of them will click out. Most do click onto the second and third page. And what's, and something interesting about this, too, is the reason, you know, that low body fat percentage, I was trying to get to rank for the term low body fat, which was like 17 million, I think it's 17 million results, 15 million results or something. And I'm on page one for that. Just, I got on page one quickly for it because people started to pass this thing around and link to it.
Yeah. Well, we were just talking with Dean Hunt earlier this week, and he was talking about how, you know, if you do creative things with your content like this, people pass it around. That's how you get, a lot of people feel like you have to totally manipulate this and go through the boring and hard process of doing link building by hand and all that kind of stuff. But you didn't have to do any of that. Did you put any links to this on your own other than just the average social sites that you belong to and things like that?
I think I threw in like an easing article to get it going, and then what I do is actually it's a common question about how I do cardio, and then what I do now, it saves me time. As a matter of fact, I'll just say, you know, this is the way I do cardio. Just click this link right here, and I link to it within my comment sections now. And this is just one of them, and I plan on doing a lot more. But one thing that's important too is that the term low body fat, right? So it's on page one of Google. It's towards the top. And 17 million results. You think that would get you a lot of traffic, but now that I've been doing this for a while, a high Google ranking of like a super competitive term doesn't. Sometimes it's overrated. You know, yeah. So like I get more traffic from people passing it around. So somebody might get a pre-sale page that converts really well, that like pushes people really hard to buy the stuff. But people don't pass around a pre-sale page. They don't. People don't talk about TV commercials really. You know, it's if you have good content, that's what's going to last.
Yeah, the secret behind the pushy pre-sale pages that you just described is those guys are buying the traffic. They're not even trying to get it ranked, and they're not trying to get it passed around. They're just flat out buying the traffic, which is a high-end science kind of thing. It's not something I'd recommend to any newbies whatsoever.
The reason why I didn't that I do this page in a static HTML site that's really kind of dumbed down is it really focuses on the content. When I want people to really, really, really focus on one thing and there's affiliate links involved, sometimes I do like to pull away all the sidebars and just really focus on that particular content and have them click through and take those actions. That way they can really learn better, first of all, and second of all, that if they're going to click away, it's most likely going to be to an affiliate link.
It's a brilliant tactic, and I'm seeing it used more and more by pros who are kind of stumbling on this, and you know, in that's what we're focusing on a lot more at Blog Success, on monetization, is really focusing in on affiliate stuff and the pre-sale system that you use here and putting out some really great free content. Your content can help people by itself without them buying anything, right?
Exactly. And see, that's my goal. I don't, I feel weird. I don't know. Whenever, even when I do a post, it's a little bit too much of a review or a little bit to not enough content and too much talking about a product. I always get that. I don't feel horrible about it, but I don't feel really good about it. Whereas this one, people are trying to figure out what's a good cardio program. They can go here, read the whole thing, and get, in my opinion, a better cardio tip than they can from a $60 ebook. So I feel great about that, you know?
Okay, so your conversion is, what did you say your conversion was? When people land on this page from your blog, how many people click to read more?
20% click away, so 80% continue on.
Okay, and are you tracking your conversion on the third page with the recommended? You've got two products at the end of this.
Yeah, exactly. I get 2.77 pages per visit. So people who make page two typically will make page three.
Okay.
I don't know exactly what that conversion is, but out of every 100 visitors I get to this page, I'll make a sale, which isn't amazing conversions, but I'll take it. You know?
Well, when you're getting how much traffic is the first page of this pre-sale series getting on a daily basis?
A little bit under 100 right now. It's still pretty new, but my goal is to get it up to about 200 eventually, just by natural, you know, just by word of mouth.
Yeah, one of the things, you know, if you got people to pass this thing around already, and you got people excited about it, you know that you're on to a winner. And if you can get one out of 100 to buy one of the ClickBank affiliate products, you definitely have a winner on your hands. And because you're tracking all of this stuff, you now know what you can do with confidence that you're not going to be wasting your time to maybe tweak this a little bit more, you know. And I'll just throw something out totally generic, but maybe if you put some kind of a tracker or a calculator on it, or you enhanced some part of this so that even more people were like, man, this is a really good thing. You got to, you know, you get the attention of even more and bigger thought leaders, people who can write about this course and, you know, keep ramping up the traffic to this. Then you've got one income stream down pat, and you can just keep working it up as you have time. And keep you working on this control. You have a good control, and a control is just basically the best that you've got so far. This three pages and the way it converts to the affiliate sales. So that's your control, and now you can just keep ramping it up. You can either be happy with the almost the 1% conversion, or you can say that's not enough. I need a 2, 3, or 4% conversion. Or I'm just going to run more traffic to it. I'm happy with it. So having all of this, and it's very simple. I mean, you weren't an expert in any of this stuff, right?
Not at all. Not even close.
So this is the first time you've done this three-page pre-sale process, right?
Yeah, and the thing is, I want to do a bunch more of them. But it's funny. I feel like I could be better the next time I do it. And like you said, I can improve this one too. So yeah.
So this is one example. People listening should make sure you go to fitnessblackbook.com and go to the bottom right corner and click on which link?
The low body fat percentage link.
Okay, so that's the example that we're talking about right now. What other examples do you have? This is, again, one income stream for you, and I know you have other single posts where the post itself is responsible for 300 or something. Which one is that?
You'd have to type in turbulence training into the search bar. I don't know if it's on the front page anymore, but it was what I did is I basically contacted the gentleman who wrote turbulence training, Craig Ballantyne. That's a really high selling product on ClickBank. But I just did a 7-question interview with him, and then I also just featured one of his workouts and just put a YouTube video up there. But the thing was, I had exclusive content with him, which he doesn't do that for everybody, so it kind of gave me a little credibility, like, oh, you know, this blog must be somewhat important if Craig Ballantyne, you know, used to write for Men's Health or Men's Fitness,
yeah,
is doing an interview for Rusty. So it kind of added credibility while, you know, and I do, like, I think I do net close to $1,000 a month off of that post alone now, so.
So $1,000 post. That's awesome.
Yeah. And it's continuous. It was more in November, but I think it's going to stable out at about $1,000 a month. Yeah.
Okay. Since we're focusing on monetization today, we probably ought to back up, and we probably should have done this in the very beginning. We're not going to talk about traffic and how you get all your traffic, but let's tell people, you know, where you are with traffic right now, that they can understand how one post can make you $1,000. From a traffic standpoint, although if you only use that measure, you're going to be disappointed. There's a lot more that goes into your $1,000 a month that we got to talk about today with monetization on how you did the post and all that. But let people know how kind of a big deal you are now.
I don't know, though. But, you know, probably the thing that sounds the most impressive is probably gives me the least amount of results, but for the term fitness book, which has, like, I don't know, like 70 million results or whatever, so it's a lot. It's 80 million. Whenever I check, it's a little bit different. But I rank number one, and I'm above Amazon.com for that term. So that's pretty big.
For fitness book?
Fitness book, yeah. Type it in Google, see if I'm still there.
Oh, you're second. Amazon's,
oh, darn it.
Amazon's beating you today.
Who are they? Who's that? What's that site? No, I'm kidding. It goes back and forth. It's funny, but
No, you rank above someone whose title of their actual their domain is called fitnessbook.com.
Right.
And their title in their homepage is fitnessbook, and you're beating them. So, you know, let that percolate a little bit if you're trying to figure out, oh, I got to find the perfect domain name and all of that kind of stuff. Nah, your domain name could just be a bunch of squiggly lines. And if you've got the right linking going on and you've got the right content, you can rank above somebody who's got the actual keyword that you want to rank for.
But the funny thing is about that whole fitness book thing or whatever, that term, that's not a high traffic term. I mean, it's a competitive term, but I get, like I'm sure you know, you obviously know it, is that most of the traffic comes from all these weird random searches that are like 7 or 8 words, and that all adds up to the big traffic. And my levels are about, I'm about 4,000 to 5,000 unique visitors a day now. So
nice. Well, the other thing, just to wrap up on the kinds of traffic that you get, yeah, I've got terms like that. I've got video sites and video sharing, and I'm not supposed to be there. I mean, YouTube and all the other great big video sites should be there, right? None of them are on most of my terms. I don't understand why, but I think Google made it that way so that, you know, there could be some differences there, because everybody knows to just type YouTube in. You don't need to put that in a search result. Yeah, but that, you know, that traffic for me is underwhelming for the amount of people looking for that stuff. And, you know, it's good traffic. It's one of my highest traffic pages on my site. And that page makes me about 1,000 as well, a little over 1,000 each month on affiliate things like Traffic Geyser. And I also have Google AdSense there. And the reason that I put it there, because I hate Google AdSense, is that the traffic is so damn general. Like it would be for fitness book. What do these people think they're looking for? You know,
right.
I mean, they have no clue if they're just typing in video sites or top, you know, you get a little bit more information about them if they put in the top 10 video sites, or if they put in the top 10 fitness books. You know, they're getting a little bit more to it, but what you have there is a bunch of traffic that really doesn't know what it wants. And therefore, your conversion for whatever you're trying to monetize that post with is going to be miserably low compared to the amount of traffic you're getting. So I would caution people, I think you would too, that, you know, just getting these big keywords, it's nice to say. It's nice. It's like a vanity plate on your car, you know. I'll put video sites for my license plate or something. Video site guy, number one in Google. You know, but yeah, that's all it is. It's a vanity thing. But it does contribute $1,000 to my overall income each month. So all it's not bad to be there. It's just you have to know you can't get disappointed if you rank high for a big keyword and your results are underwhelming because, you know, you have to – the best traffic you can possibly get is from somebody saying, I want this, this, and this, and this, and not this. That's somebody who is looking to buy something. That is somebody who's looking to learn and be persuaded to buy something. If somebody says, I'm just going to type fitness book and see what happens, it's going to be very difficult to nail that kind of person down because they really clearly don't know what they want yet. So, I mean, gosh, how many fitness books are there and all kinds of, when I read your blog, I'm like, man, you got millions of strategies to talk about. Different little finite things, just one kind of rep kind of thing you can do with shoulder presses. And, you know, so what are people looking for? There's so much finite information out there.
Yeah, it's nice. And like you said, those big terms are more for just bragging rights, I guess, more than anything. I mean, don't get me wrong. I wouldn't mind ranking number one for the term fitness. I think that would be a really big deal. But
yeah, I guess. Yeah, it would be interesting because then you could tell the world what it actually would mean to rank number one for fitness. And people would be surprised that it doesn't have as big of an impact as everybody dreams about late at night when they dream about landing their number one term.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, and my strategy now is to, you know, on my site, you see that little award banner. Well, what I'm in the process of doing now is actually, making an ebook and doing the old, opt-in list thing, and I've heard that 8 million times for the past 3 years. So I'm finally going to do it, and that's going to be huge for me. I think
it will. Your list, I mean, a very good significant amount of our income comes from our list. And it's not just because we're selling our own products. It's affiliate marketing that you can drop a mail. You know, we're doing it about twice a week and it's doing really, really well. So yeah, you're going to love it. It's just getting down to it and doing it and all of that kind of stuff. But it's one of the easier things you can actually do. You know, you just AWeber, set up an autoresponder series, a little education piece, link to a great free ebook that you give them as a bonus for subscribing. And there's your list. And, your guy that you were talking about earlier, the Turbo, what was that?
Turbulence training.
He comes out with another product. You announce that to your list of 5,000 or 10,000, and you're going to make sales that day immediately, automatically. You just make and send the mail out. So you're going to enjoy that.
And I decided to do something a little different, too, as I contacted two of the big top dogs at ClickBank and just basically did an interview with both of those guys on the supplement industry. I mean, this is a fitness-specific thing or whatever, but it's a supplement industry and how it's going to be more of a like conspiracy thing, like the Great Supplement Conspiracy type ebook, which usually gets passed around well.
Mm-hmm.
But in their links, just in the About Me section, I'm going to put, you know, that this gentleman, has this course, this gentleman has this course. So there's going to be a little viral element to it, too, without selling in it as well.
Yeah.
So
I think that's what a lot of bloggers are looking for. A lot of people who are attracted to blogging love the idea of where blogging came from, you know, and the roots of blogging, which is that you just create content and just very casually mention something that people might find interesting that they would have to pay for. But this content of yours is what moves them to do so. And so you're really just, in the purest sense of this, and most people don't go this route completely and dedicate fully to it, but in the purest sense, you're just a paid writer. You come up with great ideas for posts and you put them up and you impress the heck out of your target market.
Yeah, you're right about that, too. It's funny because I was laughing when you said you have to try to think about how you got to bring it up. I think sometimes it takes me just as long to think about how I'm going to put in a product as it does to write the little course or write the post. You know,
yeah.
So I'm really, really careful with that.
Well, you know of a lot of different ways to make money online. I mean, everybody who's been online for a while gets on email lists and you know, all this stuff. What do you think about the way that you're doing it? What do you think about it as compared to other methods that you've seen that have been interesting to you, but yet you're still here doing a blog?
Well, you know, I do. I'm unfortunately on too many lists. Probably I have a Gmail account, and I don't need to really delete anything. But I get, like, you know, they had a launch that I won't mention the name. I'm sure everybody heard about it, a real huge guru guy. But I got mailed probably on Monday, probably over 40-50 emails for the same thing, and I don't like to see that really.
Yeah.
So much. I mean, I guess if it's a great product or whatever, that's cool, and I can understand the high ticket thing. And so that's, I mean, I'm not going to say anything bad about that. But people, a lot of people over promote me for my likings, and I stay on these lists to see what people are doing. But then there's people that the same guy I'm talking about does give incredible content for free, and sometimes I'll click in and learn stuff. So I think good things about this gentleman who I'm talking about, but I didn't choose to buy his product. But then there's people who do like the AdWords, pay-per-click stuff, and like you said, that's really advanced. In fact, if somebody wanted to start a blog first and then get to a full-time level, then you'll probably have the skills to be able to do that better, you know, eventually.
Yeah.
But I think I could probably do that now, but I'm not going to for a while still.
Foundation stuff to set up. Like your list, that's a foundation thing.
Yeah.
You definitely have to have that going. And
right.
And that's another thing, too. Like, we were talking about how, you know, when do you decide to leave your job? When your blog is doing a certain level of income and things like that, and how difficult it can be to decide. I mean, you said you pondered it for days before you put in your notice. There's another thing here. When do I expand? When do I pay attention to other stuff? Given that you have the discipline, I need to know I have to be able to put up this much content. I know what's working right now, and I know what I want to ramp up. And you have this to-do list that includes starting your list, starting your course, and all that different stuff.
Yeah, I totally agree. And the thing is, too, is some of them just do sound outstanding, and some of them probably are outstanding. But you can't you can't build a full-time blog while pursuing some of those things, especially in the beginning phases. You kind of got to put the blinders on. My first year, I really didn't. I didn't even have time for anything except for, you know, building links and trying to post like crazy and comment like crazy. You just won't have the time.
Yeah. What's the deal with your design? I'm thinking that you think that maybe the understatedness of your design even has something to do with why people like your blog. Is that true?
Yeah, that's funny you mentioned that. And that's same with, you're referring to earlier to Marketing Bully. That's Andre Chaperon's seven-page little mini course thing or whatever like that.
Uh-huh.
He's kind of the same way, and then there's a couple other guys. I actually think that when stuff is too polished, that it that people get, they don't sometimes believe that there's a person behind it, and it doesn't have as much personality. If it looks, it's almost purposely amateurish a little bit, if that makes sense.
Well, I want to tell everybody that this particular template, if you can even call it that, that's back when it's old enough that I wouldn't compare it today to a template because it's so simple. And I know so much about it because it came from Content Desk,
right,
which was our old site before Authority Site Center, I think. But anyway, it was just a standard template that we got people set up with.
Yeah, yeah, and I get tempted, and I came really close to doing to upgrading to a paid theme. There's two of my, like, there's Flex Theme and Thesis, but I just, if I'm ready to leave my job, I just didn't want to mess with it. I mean, what if all of a sudden I don't get clicks to those affiliate links and my income just drops and something bad happens?
Yeah.
So right now I know what I know. Maybe something could improve if I changed it, but it's working right now, you know?
Yeah. I would think with the way that you've established things now that you'd want to run a split test before you ever switched and committed fully to a new template.
Yeah, yeah. But like you said, super amateurish. It's kind of like the South Park of blogs. like it is really kind of.
Well, funny, you know, you got that lady's butt up at the top, and that's all that really matters. I don't think anybody even notices the rest of the design.
That is sad. And my girlfriend's like, you have too many butts all over your sides.
Well, I'm like, I disagree with her. I'm sure she's a nice girl, but I have to disagree.
Hey, man, it works.
I think you have just the right amount of butts on your site. It's just fine.
Yeah, the butt to content ratio is just about optimal.
You might need to write a book about that. That's going to be the way you break into the IM niche. What's your B2C ratio?
The butt to content, of course. Yeah. That's funny, you know. But this is really fun, and I don't think people should make it a stressful thing and something. It's just more about building a blog up to high traffic levels. Just more about just sticking with it and get your first 100, and then once you're at the, it seems like about the 5,000 range, you should be able to go full time. I mean, I don't see why you wouldn't if you didn't have everything, if you had monetization in place and stuff.
Okay, so what we've established today is that we've given examples of all the different things that some of the different things that you're working on. And it's not like there's a huge treasure trove of millions more examples back there. We hit the highlights, and it's really that simple what you're doing. And so you've got single posts that are making you money. You've got pre-sale pages that are making you money. You've got plans to expand on all of these things. You know, you've got enough good original content here. I have to ask, everybody, what are your plans for writing a book, if any?
Well, what I want to do first is get my list up to about, you know, probably the 10 to 20,000 subscriber range. And when I do launch a book, I want to launch it hard so it'll reach the first page of ClickBank. And I wanted to do it around a time like probably in January of next year, because that surge, if you can reach the first page of ClickBank, then you build momentum. So
yeah, you're just like the people who sell stuff that's really hot around Christmas time when people are buying online for Christmas gifts. Yours is just spring, and
yeah,
the Christmas
yeah.
gifts are abs and being able to fit into certain suits on the beach by the time summer rolls around. So you're very that's something to be mentioned too. You're a seasonal type blog in a sense, but you make money year round, you know, it
right.
just gets better during this season. So, all right. Well, what about a printed book?
You know what? I'm actually having a lady who's a published author. She's actually going through and I haven't really told anybody this, but she's actually, taking a lot of my content, putting it together and changing up the wording. She's been submitting it to me about, once a week just for review, and we are working on that.
Sweet. I'm glad I asked. I didn't know if you were averse to some people are like, nah, I'm not interested, but that's a great way to do it. Maybe we can have you on again, and we can just talk about how you're doing that.
Yeah, and the cool thing is that builds credibility, too. If you have, like, you know, on the upper right-hand corner of my site, if I had that printed book, you know, thing up there, that certainly wouldn't hurt, you know.
That would definitely replace the Fitness Spotlight Premium Blogger Award graphic, I would think.
You think? Yeah, well, that's where my opt-in form is going to go, by the way, when I do create my little free report. That's just a placeholder for now.
Okay, so any other goals you have for 2009? Where are you going to go from here? How can we follow the Fitness Black Book, fitnessblackbook.com, and see you implementing more of the things that you have planned for this year?
What I want to do is my first goal is to you guys won't be able to see it, I guess, but reach the $274 a day mark, and what that breaks down into is that's $100,000 a year is $274 per day. So that's my monetary goal. As far as what people will see is, I'm going to come out with a free report, hopefully have a printed book by September, and then release a more in-depth e-course type thing in January, probably more videos and that type of stuff. And possibly a theme makeover, you know. We'll see.
Maybe, yeah, but yeah. But if not, you know. This is just fine. Whatever works, I think, is what people... A lot of people get hung up on design and they never launch and they never do anything. And they're always tweaking their header graphics and thinking that it's the look that matters. And clearly, I love that you're so many different examples to people who are up-and-coming bloggers. And this is another example that you are for everyone. That, you know, the look and feel can be relative to the way everybody's doing their blogs now, antiquated. And people will go, oh, my goodness, how could this? But then they see the date that you posted. They see that it's an active blog. And then they get pulled into the content because of great titles and then great ideas for content. Then they get pulled to your affiliate stuff. So it's really nice. You're a great example of somebody who doesn't have a product yet. So people can't, you know, excuse themselves from succeeding by the fact that, well, Rusty's just different and he's special and blah, blah, blah. I think we've established that the things that's special about you is that you're doing it and you're taking action. Well, Rusty, congratulations, period. Just, you know, yeah, that's the biggest thing. I'm just so proud that you're doing this and that you're so open to sharing it, because we have other people who are doing this stuff and they just don't like talking about it, and it's hard to nail them down and everything. And I don't want people to know that they're, you know, you're not average, but there are people out there who can identify with you and see that they could put themselves in your shoes. They can picture themselves doing this now. And you've really contributed to the success of a lot of people by how much you share at Blog Success in the forums. And I want to thank you for that as well. I just can't wait to see what happens for the rest of this year. I know you're going to do all the stuff that you laid out, because you're not, first of all, saying I want to be a millionaire by the end of 2009.
No.
You know, you've got very attainable goals here. And thanks again for taking the time to share with everybody.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And people at Blog Success, they can feel free to ask me any questions. I will tell them exactly. I'm weird that way, but I guess I'll tell them exactly how I do stuff, what I use, what programs I use. I'm really just there to help people, because people helped me when I first started out.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much, and I'm sure we're going to be talking to you soon. Congratulations once again.
All right. Thanks again, Jack.